With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The Central Planning Authority greenlights several projects at its May 13th meeting. Up first, the board granted conditional approval for a contested after-the-fact application for a takeout restaurant on North Church Street and Bodentown in Central Georgetown, but for 1 year only. In its reasoning, the CPA wrote, while restaurants are generally permitted in the general commercial zone, the food stalls, quote, do not provide for an appropriate visual image that would encourage further development of the tourism industry or improve the commercial area of the island. As such, the authority has determined that approval can be granted for, quote, 1 year only, which will afford the applicant time to formulate plans for closing the business. The CPA also approved an application for a house, pool, carport, cabana, and shed off Sunnyfield Road in East End. This application site consists of primary habitat, predominantly primary dry shrubland near the Salina Colliers Reserve, which is one of the few areas where the endemic blue iguana lives. In another environmentally sensitive project, the CPA also greenlit an application by Bronte Property Group for a house with a pool on Boggy Sand Road in West Bay. The beach at the site has been designated as critical turtle nesting habitat. The NCC laid out directed conditions for approval of the application, which included a plan for turtle-friendly lighting. Health officials say air quality readings across Grand Cayman during the current Sahara Dust event over the last 2 days remained within the, quote, good to moderate range of the United States Air Quality Index.
Firstly, I want to thank the teams at the Department of Environmental Health for their hard work. The data they collected across schools and the community gives us a good picture of the air quality conditions during this dust event.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Mark Paramlal says government is reassured that readings have remained within the good to moderate range and that indoor environments at local schools showed students had, quote, good air quality. The National Weather Service discontinued its dust alert for the Cayman Islands Thursday afternoon. And mark your calendars for this year's King's Birthday Parade. Here's CIGTV's Lavita Thompson.
Residents are invited to attend the King's Birthday Celebration and Presentation of Honors Ceremony scheduled for Monday, June 15th outside the Government House on West Bay Road. The ceremony is set to begin promptly at 8 a.m., preceded by the parade march at approximately 7:35 a.m. Members of the public who wish to attend in person are encouraged to be seated by 7:30 a.m. to ensure the event runs smoothly.
Radio Cayman will be carrying the event live. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Ukraine says it's carried out marine drone attacks on vessels in the Sea of Azov and its ports. It said it had targeted dry cargo vessels and a tanker carrying grain stolen from Russian-occupied Ukrainian fields. Kyiv claimed the vessels had their names painted over. Azerbaijan said five of its citizens were killed in the attacks. Ukrainian officials have admitted that one drone exploded in the Romanian Black Sea port of Constanța, far from the Azov Sea. President Putin is delivering the keynote address to his annual economic forum in St. Petersburg today, with aides insisting Russia remains as powerful as ever. Moscow is running an increasingly large budget deficit because of its invasion of Ukraine. Nigeria has become the latest African country to say it will repatriate citizens from South Africa following a wave of anti-migrant protests and violence. Ghana, Malawi and Mozambique have already begun bringing their nationals home. Nigeria says it expects more than 1,000 to return. Mali's military government has banned the use of motorcycles outside urban areas in an attempt to tackle armed groups. The insurgents often move across Sahel terrain quickly on bikes. Israel's warned it will attack in 9 areas in southern Lebanon as fighting continues, despite a nominal ceasefire. The influential Lebanese parliamentary speaker, who's allied to Hezbollah, has said he would agree to the group withdrawing from the south if Israel does the same. Schoolchildren in Italy will, from now on, only receive sex education if their parents give permission. The requirement was included in a Senate bill. Critics have described it as absurd. A former wife of a nephew of the ruler of Dubai has been detained as a custody battle over their 3 young daughters deepens. Prosecutors said Zainab Javedla was arrested following a complaint made by her children's father. That's the latest. BBC News.